Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for January 4th. Matthew chapter 4, from verse 12 to verse 25. Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So they immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother. They were in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. In Psalm chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, we read these words, To the chief musician, with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me, and hear my prayer. How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses, at the openings of the gates in the city. She speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. And that's the reading for January 4th. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful this day that we have you, that you love us. You love us so much that you gave your life that we might have life, that life is eternal. What joy we have in our hearts, knowing that in spite of the suffering that we go through and the difficulties of this life, we look beyond and we see that tomorrow is so much better. That eternity with you is absolutely beyond anything the world can imagine. And we think about the amount of time that we spend on things that will pass away instead of spending time on the things of eternal value. Forgive us, Lord. Might we always recognize that it's eternal value things that matter. I pray that you'd be with each one that listens to the words of these readings each day. May Jesus be more and more real in their hearts and lives. And we do pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.